Welcome guys to a new episode on Simple Spoken English, and this is Listening Practice 9. If you don't know the format of this series of listening practice, you can check out the previous series from Listening Practice 1 to get an idea of how it goes. So I'll straight away start talking in English, so you just need to listen to me, and that is the practice. It's just listening to what I say. And I'll say about anything that comes to my mind. I'll not think about any topic or anything. I'll just express my emotions, right? So this will give you an idea, a hint of how you can speak. And it is a listening practice in the beginning, because initially you will not be so fluent, because all of us begin from zero. And slowly as we grow, as we learn, as we improve, our communication naturally gets better. So here it goes. So this weekend I planned a lot of things, like maybe I'll go watch a movie, or I'll spend time with my bestie, and none of them worked. Why? Because I felt like having some me time. I seriously felt that. So this is because most of the time throughout the weekdays we spend 8 hours in our 9 to 5, and we forget everything else. Whatever time is left with us, we return home, we spend a little bit of time with our parents, and then we watch something, some videos, movies and whatnot. But the thing is that there is some time when we need longer periods to just rejoice with ourselves, just being ourselves in solitude, nothing else, no clutter at all. And nothing felt more healing to me than a long sleep. And I don't regret admitting this, because I went to sleep in the afternoon at 1:30 or maybe 2 o'clock, and then I woke up at 5 at 6 in the evening. And it was like, wow, it was a long, long sleep. But I felt like I needed that, because somewhere I was like compromising on my sleep patterns, and I could realize that. So that sleep, that long sleep, helped me a lot. It made me feel better. And then all of a sudden, this Sunday, I suddenly planned to go out with my sister to dine out. And this is something I feel it's a very small step that we took. Just a simple food, maybe we took Hakka noodles, gravy noodles, I'm sorry. And we ate it and we came home. We didn't eat anything more, like we didn't overstuff ourselves. So it was a simple choice, but I felt that these little choices matter in life. Most of the times we get so busy with our goals, our ambitions, our future plannings, that we forget the present. We forget what we have right now, what we can be grateful for. Because if this time slips over, we don't have much but regret of why didn't I spend more time? Why didn't I do something fun? Because as time passes by, we feel like we wish we could have more to spend time, you know. So these kinds of feelings and these kinds of insights come when we are in solitude, and hence I feel solitude is helpful to us. It teaches us a lot of things. So I'm not saying become a lonely guy if you talk a lot, if you love to spend time with your friends, but of course we can have a little portion of our times when we can be with ourselves. Nothing else. We are being with ourselves, we are reflecting on our thoughts, and we are doing all sorts of things that we love to do. So it's like allowing that inner child first to heal and second to express. This is how we start feeling ourselves back again. So this is all I wanted to share, and I hope you liked it. So basically, guys, I just want to say that if you follow the steps, whatever I share with you guys till date, if you understand what I'm trying to say, and if you're actually following it, you don't need anything big. You need small steps. Steps that you can take every single day, and that simplifies your approach to learning English. So if you can follow the steps properly, then nothing in the world can stop you from becoming fluent. So this is all I wanted to share with you guys, and appreciate your flaws, accept them, move on, make more mistakes, learn from them, overcome, get better, and keep growing like that. That's all I wanted to share. Keep learning, keep growing, and also helping others who need help. Thank you so much, guys. Let's see you on the other side of the road. Thank you.